Enrique Sanchez was just 2 years old when his parents brought him and his sister to Park City from Mexico with hopes that they could provide for a better life for their children than they had had for themselves.
My dad has lived here since 1992 when he got a job locally here in Park City. After I was born, he decided that it was better to have his whole family here instead of being apart from us. So he moved us all out here in 2000. They've always told us that the reason why we're here, why they left their families, is so that we could have a better life, better education, so that we don't have to suffer the way they suffered, and instead of working with our backs, working with our brains.
Sanchez was educated in Park City schools and learned English. He graduated high school in 2016. It wasn't until he was in eighth grade when he realized he was different than most of his classmates. His science teacher had nominated him to attend a science camp at Stanford University.
When I told my mom about it, that the school had nominated me and that I really wanted to go, and her biggest concern was me flying, since I was undocumented. And there wasn't any, I wasn't able to get a state ID since I wasn't a U.S. citizen. So I really didn't have any form of identification other than my Mexican passport.
Ultimately, he went to the camp, but he says he was very nervous because he knew what the risks were. And it's this stress and anxiety that every undocumented immigrant knows.
It's just always that concern that, you can be taken away, your parents could be taken away at any time. You don't know if in the morning it's the last time you'll see your parents. If they're driving to work and they're speeding a little bit, they get pulled over or something. You never know what's going to happen.
The DACA program was started for kids just like him who, through no fault of their own, find themselves in a country that won't accept them as citizens, but they have no ties to their homeland. Sanchez received his DACA card in 2013, which he says has allowed him to legally work and to save money to go to college and help his parents with bills. It also allowed him to participate in the Park City Sister City Courchevel Exchange Program through the Advanced Parole Program. This allows undocumented immigrants to get a visa in order to travel outside the U.S. Sanchez and his family hosted a French student, and then he got to spend 3 months in France with her family. He didn't get the visa he needed, though, until just before he was scheduled to depart.
2 weeks before my trip, I got the news that I really prayed for it on daily, and that's when my advance parole document arrived. I had already gotten my plane tickets. All my luggage was set. All I was waiting for was that advance parole. And luckily, I did receive it, and I got to experience high school. I got to learn about the culture. I got to speak the language for 3 months. And then ultimately, I returned to the U.S. with no problem.
Along with DACA, that visa program has also been suspended. Sanchez has younger siblings who are American citizens, but he says it hasn't created any hardship between them.
You know, they're my family, and I'm super grateful that they don't have to go through what my sister and I are going through. I tell them, I emphasize to them the importance of college and education, and I just tell them, that they're really lucky to have been able to born in this country because they qualify for so many things. And I just really tell them to take advantage of those things that I wasn't able to take advantage of.
In tomorrow's segment, you'll hear what he would like to see happen now that the future of DACA is in Congress's hands and the choices he'll have to make if he's ultimately deported. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.